Tyra Hughes for the Lady Knights, jumping against Bria Dial, and it is tipped. And that Jay Mullins tip is underway. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Rock Springs in the white just steals the basketball. They're moving right to left as we see it. Feed thrown away, intended down low for Furby. Couldn't handle it. So the Lady Flames will inbound. Full length of the floor to go. Clad in the Navy uniforms with a little orange trim and white, look very much like the Lady Blaze of Blackman. Into the corner goes to Booker. Now at the top of the key, left wing Spivey, try to feed into Booker. It's tipped away. In the corner, left wing Spivey tries the three. It is up, no good. Rebound Lady Flames. Booker looking around, nobody to throw to, saved in bounds by Dial, but Rock Springs on the run. Driving the length of the floor, putting it up is Tyra Hughes for the first basket of the game. And it took 1 minute. They play 6 minute quarters here in middle school. It's 2-0, Rock Springs. Lady Flames with the basketball now. Booker in the corner, feeds it off to Van Zandt. Sixth grader runs down the basketball. Now back out to Freeman after it was tipped. Van Zandt gets it back. From the left elbow, feeds Freeman again. Now drives in the paint. One-handed hook shot is good by Dina Van Zandt. Nice basket there for her. Ties us up at two apiece. Length of the floor to go, Brianna Furby. Long pass up, has it stolen away almost by Freeman, but out of bounds. It's going to be Rock Springs basketball. Whitworth Buchanan, where the middle school championships were held all week long. Ball tipped out of bounds by Freeman of the Lady Flames, and the Lady Knights will reset. 4:20 left here in the first, and wide open is Mao, but she can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. I thought she was going to be able to cut to the basket, but was not. Tipped out by the Lady Flames. Good defense here by Blackman. Near side court, where Rock Springs will inbound, and it is going to be stolen away. In the paint, Freeman puts it up. Floater will not fall. Rebound, Tyra Hughes. Tied at two apiece, 4:05 left in the first. Driving in the lane, one-handed hook up, no good by Hughes. Rebound, Dial brings it in for the Lady Flames of Blackman. Freeman works between the circles and pass near side to Spivey. It's going to be almost intercepted, but that's because of Keisha Brady. She's going to pick up the foul. Lady Flames inbound. Now a three up and no good by Freeman straight away. And the rebound by Hughes. Rock Springs going right to left as we see it. Into the corner, Brady has it. Penetrates to the foul line. Now back out front. It's Furby, Brandy Furby with it. To Hughes, drives left side, puts up the shot. Running floater will not go. Rebound Freeman for the Lady Flames. And this one is blocked, but a foul called. Looked like a pretty good clean block there by Jane Mao, but she is going to pick up the foul, and that's the second foul on Rock Springs. Taylor Freeman, the eighth grade guard, was shooting, so she will get some free throws. The first one is up and no good. Checking into the game is Jaylee Goff for the Lady Flames. The first sub into the game. Second free throw, this one in and out as well for Freeman, so missed them both. Long pass up, Brandy Furby there, has to try to save it and steps out of bounds doing so. Turnover for Rock Springs. That is their fourth turnover. Blackman has three of their very own. 2-2 nearing the midway point of the first period of play here in the girls' championship game of the Rutherford County Middle School tournament from Whitworth Buchanan. Left side, Dial works with it. Feeds into the corner to Van Sant. Now back to Dial. Goff, right wing, kind of spreading the floor here a bit. Tied at two apiece. Feed goes underneath to Booker. Baseline runner will not fall. Rebound and a ton of them for Tyra Hughes. The outlet pass to Brady. Drives the lane. It's good. And there is foul. Tyra Hughes going to get the plus one. Keisha Brady to the foul line. Shot it and missed it. Got her own rebound, though, and off the left glass, no good. Another left-handed layup. Long pass by Blackman is thrown away. Brianna Furby to Tyra Hughes, cutting back door. Underneath to Brandy Furby and intended for Mal. Maybe one too many passes there. She was out of bounds. Turnover for Rock Springs. And the Lady Flames have the ball under full court pressure. Van Sant just does get away with it. Up the floor to Goff. Goff in the corner. The pass to Freeman broken up and now stolen away. The flip out to Brady. Brady left side going up and is fouled after missing the shot. The foul is on 12, Nina Van Sant. So Brady going to go to the line for a couple. First one is no good, just a tad short. State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Second free throw for Keisha Brady, and this one's good. Her first basket and gives Rock Springs a 5-2 lead here with 2 minutes to go in the first. Long pass up. This full court pressure by Rock Springs has definitely hurt the Lady Flames. They do get it down with Booker driving down the lane, but now they throw it away. The pass intended for goes out of bounds. Brady to trigger it in. The long baseball pass to Brandy Furby. Furby right side. Layup good. And we've got a timeout on the floor, I do believe. And Rock Springs has gone up on the Lady Flames 7-2, which gives us an opportunity here to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. They bring you this 30-second timeout. When you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Nice run here by the Lady Knights. Push out to a 7-2 lead. A minute 45 left in the first quarter of play as you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Middle School County Championships. Girls style, the boys game coming up a bit later on. Lady Flames and Blackman facing full court pressure. Dial has it stolen away. Brianna Furby, left-handed layup. It is no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Dial. Dial down the floor. Has some numbers. Drives in right side. She is going to be fouled and get a couple of free throws. And the foul is going to be called on Tyra Hughes. So some big free throws here for the 8th grade post player, Bria Dial of the Lady Flames. First one is no good. She'll have another. Dial throws the line. Four quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball. Shot it and got it. Needed that. The first basket in a while for the Lady Flames. Up the floor, Brandy Furby. She lets it fly from the right block. It's no good short, and it'll be Blackman basketball. So an opportunity here for Blackman to cut into this 7-3 lead right before the quarter break. In the backcourt, they get it down to Van Zandt. 2-on-2 in the corner to Freeman. Drives baseline and partially blocked there by Hughes. Lady Knights have the basketball. Bounce pass to Brandy Furby now. Straight away sets it up between the rings. The point guard pulls up for three. It's no good. A little long. Rebound, Van Zandt. She gives it out to Booker. Now back to Van Zandt. She drives right side, trying to go up. Is fouled by Brandy Furby. It's Brandy's first foul. So with 41 seconds left here in the first, that's going to send Van Zandt to the charity stripe. Trying to make some inroads here. Cut into this lead by Rock Springs. And she hits the first. Nina will have another. Sixth grader going to see a lot more action for the Lady Flames. Second one will not fall. 3-point lead for Rock Springs, and they have the basketball with 40.4 left here in the first. Keisha Brady to trigger in. Length of the floor to go, right to left. Tap into Hughes. Now Brady brings it down. Brady bounced past to Hughes at the foul line. Glides all the way in there, left side. No good. Rebound Booker. And here come the Lady Flames. A three would tie us up here. Right in front of us. Dial passes off, and now Freeman loses the ball. Going toward the other end. Layup missed by Brady. Put back missed by Furby, Brianna Furby, and the Lady Flames have the basketball. Freeman in the backcourt with only 5 seconds with four. It's tipped by Keisha Brady, and it's going to be Blackman basketball with 3.2. Good defense there by Keisha Brady to probably take away a decent last second shot. And Freeman doesn't realize how much time is on the clock, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. 7-4 your score, Lady Knights lead here on State Farm. Coverage of the Middle School County Championships. We will be right back.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and our friends at State Farm. Ready to start the second quarter. After Blackman shot 13% in the first quarter, 15% for Rock Springs, 3 of 6 at the foul line for Blackman. Running baseline jumper for Brady is good from the far side. That puts the Lady Knights back up by 5. Long pass up the floor to Freeman. Freeman tries to dump it left side to Booker. She goes from the left block, tries to go up, and lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover for Blackman. We played 30 seconds against 6 minute quarters here in the middle school. This is our championship coverage. Girls, boys will be coming up with Laverne and Christiana on deck. Brady drives in the lane. Little three footer up, no good. Mal trying to rebound it. Tips it over to Hughes, now back out front. Brady to Hughes. Hughes drives, one handed hook from the left block is no good. Rebound, Blackman. Now stolen away. Hughes for Rock Springs. Fakes right or fakes left, goes right, misses the shot. Nice move. Now Freeman down the floor. Freeman gives it up to Van Sant. Partially blocked. It is blocked. Blackman runs it down. In the lane, Freeman. The three-foot jumper up and good. 9-6. Blackman tried to chip away at this Rock Springs lead. Terry Patient, the head coach, you may hear in the background there a little bit calling the play, which would be Brandy Furby driving to the lane. She's going to be fouled. And going to the foul line is the eighth grade point guard, standing there with 2 points in the game to this point. Takes her time at the charity stripe. First one is up and good, so she will have another. These athletes put in a world of time and effort. Second free throw is up, and this one is good as well. Kirby with four, a field goal, and two free throws. Lady Knights lead 11-6. Booker, long pass down low to Freeman. Freeman turns, spins, shoots, and scores from the left block. Nice move there by Taylor Freeman, the eighth grader. Keep the Lady Flames close. Brianna Furby. They kick it back out to Brandy Furby. She drives in the lane. Nice job there, but just a little strong. Rebound Freeman. Freeman in the corner. Blocked is the shot attempt by Jasmine Bunch, who just checked in. Now back out front. Banking in the shot, which is a long two-point basket. Bria Dial. Using the backboard, Bria Dial. 11-10. No give up in either of these teams. Brandy Furby turns, spins, gives it off to Hughes. Hughes attempts the shot in the paint, no good. Rebound, Blackman comes out of there with it. Freeman, the long pass up, driving the lane. Shot no good by Van Sant. That would have given Blackman the lead. Mal flips it back to Furby, Brianna Furby. To Keisha Brady, drives right side, little too strong. Rebound, another one by Booker. She has been pulling down the boards here this evening. Blackman having some trouble in the backcourt getting it up the floor, and they say it was a steal, but then Hughes traveled with the basketball. So the Flames with a turnover, and then a turnover right back by Rock Springs. So another Rock Springs turnover as well. They have 12, make that 12 turnovers for Blackman, Rock Springs with 9. Coming up the floor, a foul as Blackman finally got the ball up the floor. They called a foul on Brianna Furby. 11-10 your score. Rock Springs with the lead with 2:47 left before half. State Farm halftime show coming up for you in just a couple. Our special coverage of the middle school championship games. Left side, Jasmine Bunch. It's on the floor, rolling around. Mao and Bunch. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Blackman's basketball on the alternate possession. Freeman to trigger it in from out of bounds. She does so to Dial, and Dial has it tipped out by Tyra Hughes. So Blackman will do it all over again, far baseline, where they will inbound. Toss in to Dial, is stolen away. Going the other way, Brandy Furby. She's going to have an easy layup and missed it. Rebound offside, way to be there. Keisha Brady for the putback. Rock Springs by three. Exciting girls' championship game we've got going here. And trapped in the corner, Dial loses the basketball. So another turnover for Blackman. That's been a big bugaboo for them. Furby going to drive the lane, right side. Rhea Furby is fouled. Nope, they call her for the foul. Mal, charging foul. It was Mao, not Furby. Pass over to the far corner. Van Sant runs down the loose ball. Blackman basketball. They trail by three, but maybe not for long. This one a little strong. Crawls over the rim by Jasmine Bunch. A really good look at it. That would have tied us up here. We're approaching the minute 30 mark here of the first half, and we're there right now. Attempting the three is Hughes off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Blackman has it, saved by Bunch. Throwing it out there to Goff, driving inside to Van Sant. It's blocked. Furby, Brandy Furby, the long pass up to Mao. She can't get to it. Turnover, Rock Springs. Angel Jeffries, eighth grade post player, checking in for the Lady Flames of Theo Hatchett. Get it across the timeline through the Lady Flames, and got a good looking shot here by Van Sant from the right block. Way to break the press there, and once they broke the press, they had an easy lay-in from the right side. Rock Springs by one. Right side, Brandy Furby flips it back out to Brady. Tough customer, this Brady here, and she travels. Coming back in the game is Josie Spivey for Blackman. She comes in for Jasmine Bunch. So Blackman trailing by one with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Pass into the far corner to Van Sant. Now driving, Van Sant gets it back, and it's Jeffries who runs the lane for the basket. 14-13, Blackman on top now. Only 15 seconds to go. Long pass, Hughes. It's broken up by Freeman. Blackman has the ball coming the other way with 9 with 8. Freeman may not give it up. Layup is no good. Rebound, Brianna Furby. Furby, long pass up the floor. There is Brady. Can't get the layup. And that's your first half of action. 14-13, your score. Blackman has taken the lead just right before we get to halftime. 14-13, your score. We'll have all of those stats coming up for you here in just a moment as we continue State Farm coverage of the Middle School County Championships on WGNS. Rock Springs trails Blackman by a 14-13 margin. We'll return after this.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
If you have ever had shingles or know someone that has, you know how painful this virus may be. If you are 60 or over, and whether you have had shingles or not, it is recommended that you receive Zostavax. Only one immunization is all you will ever need. It lasts a lifetime. And if you have had shingles, this vaccination will reduce the chance that you will ever have it again. Shingles is not something to gamble with. Visit Reeves St. Drug Store, Monday through Friday, no appointment necessary. Reeves St. Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
People are concerned about the rising costs of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Halftime stats here on WGNS coverage of the Middle School County Championships. And here are your stats brought to you by Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. First team stats, 7 rebounds for Rock Springs, 13 for the Lady Flames of Blackman. No threes for either team. They have attempted a couple, but shooting has not been, 30% for Blackman. Rock Springs has struggled a bit at 5 of 26, 19% for the game's first half. For Blackman, from the foul line, 2 of 6, 33%, where Rock Springs shooting 3 of 5, or 60% from the foul line. So while they're shooting a little worse from the field, Blackman is shooting better from the field, but Rock Springs doing a better job at the foul line at this point. 13 rebounds for Rock Springs, or make that 13 turnovers for Rock Springs. Blackman with 15. It's 14-13, so you can see we've got a razor-thin margin. Blackman leading the Rock Springs Lady Knights. And again, the score here at halftime, 14-13, Blackman leading. Here is a look at the shooting statistics here for you. 4 points for Tyra Hughes, 5 points for Keisha Brady, and 4 points for Brandy Furby. For the Lady Flames, 4 points for Taylor Freeman, 3 for Bria Dial. I did not give Nia Van Sant credit. I think I credited Angel Jeffries with a basket a few moments ago, and it actually belonged to Nia Van Zandt, the sixth grade guard. She has 7 to lead both teams in scoring. Nobody with more than a couple of fouls, so that is a look at all of your stats brought to you courtesy of Game Days, Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got your second half of action in the girls' championship game, Rock Springs and Blackman. And girls in the boys' game coming up featuring Christiana and Laverne. It's all straight ahead here on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com, where you'll also find the podcast of this game after our broadcast this afternoon. Stay with us. We'll return in a moment.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and Game Day's team sports. We are underway with the second half of action. Rock Springs with the basketball, moving left to right, and they have thrown the basketball away for their first turnover here in the second half. Lady Flames to bring it up the floor. Dial passes off in the backcourt to Bunch, and going for the steal is going to be Brandy Furby, picking up a foul. To inbound right in front of us, Bria Dial to trigger it in. She does get it into Booker. And the shot fired up, no good by Dial. Rebound, Hughes, just underway here in the second half in the girls' championship game. Furby brings it near side. Now Brandy Furby picks it up, hands off to Brady, left wing. There's going to be a push foul on Blackman. And then foul. No, we're going the other way. Mao pushed off. And Kyra Wilder, the seventh grade guard, going to have to come in for Mao, who's picked up a quick third foul. First sub in the game for the Lady Knights. Freeman drives down to the right foul line. Booker's shot, no good. Rebound, put back. Dial goes up with it. She missed it, but she's fouled. Are they going to say she was shooting, or was it afterward? It is going to be out of bounds. It's after the second shot attempt. Bunch to inbound and does. Booker, no shot there for her. To Van Sant near side, stolen away the pass. Furby with the lay-in. Brandy Furby. 15-14. Rock Springs regains the lead. Pass far side. Dial, she brings it down the floor. Dial's in trouble. Got to get rid of it. And can't. Tries the pass to Freeman, but she wasn't ready. Goes out of bounds. And it's a turnover for the Lady Flames. Their 17th turnover of the game. Brandy Furby near side. Dribbles in to Brady. And Brady trying to do the post move there. Turns, spins, and travels with the basketball. Turnover for the Lady Knights. Blackman to inbound on the near baseline. Booker and Dial play catch in the backcourt. Now Dial brings it across the timeline. She gives it up to Freeman, who drives the lane and lost the basketball out of bounds. Walking it up the floor now is Brandy Furby, the eighth grade point guard for the Lady Knights of Rock Springs. Drives right side. Brandy pulls up at the right block. No good. Rebound Hughes. Now to Brady. Brady from the right elbow tries to muscle it up there. It's going to be out of bounds off of Van Sant, who did a good job defensively. Not fouling. Far baseline. Rock Springs gets it in. And driving is Brady. She missed the shot, but she was fouled. Fouled by Booker. Great inbounds play there, and Keisha Brady just missed. She was fouled anyway. At the foul line is Brady for a couple. The first one is no good. She will have another one. Toes the stripe, a couple of quick dribbles. Now another two for good measure. Shot it and got it. 2-point lead. And the Lady Flames take a timeout, which we will take as well. And return, it's 16-14 with 3:47 left in the third. Rock Springs leads Blackman. You're listening to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage from WGNS.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage is brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne & Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. And a reminder, Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place, brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. Sign up at WGNSradio.com. Stop in and see Jenny Williams and everyone over at Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. Whiteman trailing by two, getting it up the floor. Taylor Freeman kicked it, picked up by Blackman, and now stolen away by Brandy Furby. Furby, the long pass down to Brady. She hits the basket, and there is a foul. So going to the line for the plus one is Keisha Brady. 18-14 and a chance to put Rock Springs up by five here is the eighth grade forward. Play some guard. The toss is a little long. Rebound, Dial. Dial to Goff. Jayla Hoff in the game, looks toward the rack, now passes, and Furby intercepts. Furby down the floor, right-handed layup is no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Booker. Freeman has a trailer, she gives it off, running baseline, nice basket, Bria Dial. Well, she finished that off. Right-handed layup, 18-16. Championship game, it's what it's made up to be. Shot is up and no good by Rock Springs. Blackman gets the rebound, and stepping out of bounds is Freeman. So a Blackman turnover there. And Kaylee Snyder coming back in. Snyder is an eighth grade post player. Brianna Furby looks over the long shot, has it partially blocked. Rebound gotten by Hughes. One-handed hook, it's no good. Boy, Hughes is a tough cookie. Rebound tipped in, missed by Snyder. Snyder missed this one as well, but she is hacked and fouled after pulling down a couple of rebounds. And the foul is on Bria Dial. .225 to go in the third. Rock Springs leads 18-16. And Snyder at the line trying to add to that. Misses the first. Second toss. This one up a little softer, but missed that one as well. Trying the hook shot. Brandy Furby after the rebound. No good. Now Blackman has it. The Lady Flames on the run. Pass from Freeman. Down low to Goff, goes out of bounds after the shot was rejected. So Freeman will inbound on the near baseline and does so. In the corner, open for the three is Freeman, just a tad long. Offside rebound taken out of there by Keisha Brady. Brady, the long lob down to Brandy Furby and out of bounds. Timeout Blackman with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. 18-16, Rock Springs leads here on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And come see us at Animal City and let our friendly, knowledgeable staff help you with all of your pet needs. To keep your pet protected, we carry a year-round supply of flea and tick medications. And while you're here, be sure to check out our small animal department. Chances are we have the perfect new family member waiting for you. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back on WGNS State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Hall. Length of the floor to go for the Lady Flames. Coach Theo Hatchett calling a timeout here to set up a play. Goff straight away, now to the foul line. Backs it back out. Goes to the right. Pulls up for three. It is no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Rock Springs' Tyra Hughes. Hughes finds Brady. Brady brings it down the floor. Lady Knights lead by two. County champion will be crowned here. Battle of one versus number two. Rock Springs one, Blackman number two. Going to be a jump ball called after the rebound was tied up. And we're going to be going the other way here, it looks like. Blackman's ball to inbound after the missed shot by Brady, I believe. Full court pressure here by the Lady Flames. Now, or rather, the Lady Knights. And it's intercepted by Bria Furby. Missed the shot. Rebound put back by Brady. Won't fall. And now Freeman has it for Blackman. Pulls up at the foul line. No good. Rebound Schneider. And Schneider is held. Foul is on 20. Alex Booker. Coming into the game. Jasmine Bunch. Booker goes out. Brianna Furby going to bring it down the floor. Mao going to check back in for Rock Springs here in just a second. Brianna Furby here near wing. And stolen away. Freeman picks her pocket. Freeman all the way down. Pulls up. Shot good. She bobbled it momentarily, but gathered it in. Tied us up at 18 apiece. 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. Left side, Brady driving the lane, stolen away. Yes, Goff has it now for the Lady Flames. Goes right side to Van Sant. Now the three is up, and the three is off the mark by Goff. Rebound, Brianna Furby. Furby with 19 seconds gives off to Hughes. Hughes between the rings. Hughes drives left side. Good. What a basket. Hughes. A monster in the paint. With seven, with six, Rock Springs by two. Down the floor, Dial lets it fly. The three is short, and there is your third quarter. Your score at the end of three, Rock Springs 20, Blackman 18. You are listening to State Farm Middle School Championship coverage on WGNS, AM/FM online.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values
that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, meet and three, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the public supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage of State Farm Middle School County Championships, girls style, boys coming up, brought to you in part by the Murfreesboro Post. Don't forget, read sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Going to be an exciting finish here. 20-18, Rock Springs leading Blackman in the girls' championship game. Driving in, right side. What a basket by Brady. She's kind of taking things over here. 10 points. Keisha Brady puts Rock Springs up 22-18. Lady Flames need a basket, and now Hughes rejects this attempt. Shot by Freeman, no good. Rebound, Freeman gets her own, missed that. Now, basket's going to go for Jayla Goff, and she is fouled. Tyra Hughes with the foul. Jalea Goff, seventh grade guard, going to the foul line. Try to pull her team within one with the attempt at the old-fashioned three. And it's no good. Rebound, Hughes makes the outlet pass to Brady. Two-point lead for Rock Springs. Played less than a minute. Driving the lane, right side, they say Hughes was pushed. No shot, so it's going to be out of bounds. May have heard the official there. So Brianna Furby to toss in to Hughes, and does so. Hughes kicks it back out. Long three ball up by Brianna Furby is missed. Rebound Goff. Pass over to Freeman. Freeman lost her dribble. Got to give it up, and does so to Bria Dial. To Van Sant. Now back out front to Freeman, who works on the far side. Way out there at the deep right wing, Van Sant. Goff lobs it into the corner. Pull-up jumper just inside the three-point line. Freeman no good, but the putback is going to fall for Bria Dial. Tied up at 22 apiece, 4.5 to go. This one not over by any stretch. Driving the lane, left side, shot. Oh, my. Nice lay-in there by Brandy Furby. Left-handed layup. Executed to a T. Freeman left wing, cutting through. Van Sant, shot blocked by Hughes. It's going to be Blackman basketball out of bounds. Booker coming in for Blackman. Going out is Jasmine Bunch. Rock Springs has gone 6 deep. Blackman has gone 8 deep in this championship game. Time to tie shoes here and take care of that. foul. Had a loose shoestring. Inbounds. Shot fired up. No good by Dial, but the putback. Well, there's a foul. Freeman going to be hacked. It's going to send Taylor Freeman to the foul line. Two shots. The first one no good. Freeman will have another. Try to pull her team within one. No good. Offside rebound, Keisha Brady. Good block out there by her. To Brianna Furby. Crosses the timeline now. The lob, high post to Hughes. Now to the left wing, Brandy Furby has it. Right side, Brady banks it in from three-point land. First bank three, the first one of the day. Now the ball tipped out of bounds by Brady. Into the bleachers over there. Everybody's going to be okay, I think. Blackman inbounds. Trailing by five again. Blackman's got a little tougher road to hoe now with 3.5 to go. Driving the lane, left side. The shot will not go for Jalea Goff, but she is going to the foul line. Foul is on Hughes. And at the charity stripe for some big free throws is the seventh grader, Goff. First one hits the back of the rim, front of the rim, and falls away. No good. She has another. Shot it and missed it. Rebound, Tyra Hughes, and then Hughes is going to be fouled by Alex Booker. State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage brought to you this quarter by State Farm agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard. Near the Ford dealer, get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. 3:20 to go, 27-22, and Rock Springs will be in the bonus the next foul. Rock Springs ball, Furby feeds down low to Hughes. Tyra Hughes with the running layup left side. And we've got a timeout, Blackman, as Rock Springs has gone up 29-22. You're listening to State Farm Middle School County Championship girls coverage. Boys up next here on WGNS AM/FM. Stay tuned.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in phase two of the new building will be February 11th, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage brought to you in part by Prentice Hall Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Printworks, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Mascasas Pike, where we were this morning for the Prentice Hall Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Prep coaches talk every Saturday morning here on WGNS. Hope you'll catch that every Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Blackman Lady Flames with the basketball, and they need a basket here in the worst way. The feet inside the dial. Turn, spins, missed the shot, got her own rebound, puts it back up. This one won't fall, and rebound Rock Springs. Hughes has it. Coach Terry Patient wants them to slow things down a little bit. 7-point lead for Rock Springs with 2:40 to go in the game. Out front, Keisha Brady goes to the right side, now passes left side to Brandy Furby, out near midcourt. Keisha Brady with the basketball now. Brady in the corner, bounces it over to Brianna Furby. Furby back to Brady. They're doing a good job of stalling here. Trying to run some clock. Blackman is going to have to steal it or foul him here, it looks like. Brady trapped here in the corner, got to get rid of it, and does so. Finds Brianna Furby. Furby back to Brady, and now back out front to Tyra Hughes. Brandy Furby has it left wing. Drives in the lane. Loose ball is going to be out of bounds off of Rock Springs. But that wasted a lot of clock there. Only a minute 43 to go. It's exactly what they were trying to do, is just run some clock. Terry Patient trying to run a patient offense that time. Three from the left wing. Swish! That was Taylor Freeman, and it came at a very, very good time for the Lady Flames. 4-point lead for Rock Springs, and that probably forces them to play a little bit here. Stolen away. Van Sant has it. Layup missed. Rebound put back. Dial won't go. And loose ball run down by the Lady Flames. Pass back to Booker. Booker from the right elbow. Yes. Alex Booker. And timeout. Rock Springs. Blackman has come charging back, and with a minute 5, they trail by only 2. This one going down to the wire, friends. State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage from WGNS back after this.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been matched by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage. Girls game going down to the wire. Our coverage brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road. OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Your score, 29-27. A 3 and a 2 to cut into that 7-point lead that Rock Springs had in the last two possessions. So a 5-point swing in the favor of the Lady Flames makes this last minute very critical. Rock Springs basketball. Brady comes right here in front of Coach Patient in our broadcast area. Passes off to Brandy Furby. Running floater right side off the block. It's good. Brandy Furby with 10. 31-27 Rock Springs. Down the floor. Foul with 43 seconds called, and two shots upcoming. Shooting those free throws will be Jalea Goff. Here's your big first one. Good. That gives Goff another. Second one. Shot it and got it. Ice running through the veins of the seventh grader, Goff. 2-point Rock Springs lead. They've got to get it inbounded. Brady almost thrown away. Brianna Furby, long pass up to Hughes from the left side. Layup no good. Now had the rebound. Now Freeman has it. Freeman down the floor with 32 seconds. Driving the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. It's on the floor. It's picked up. Shot off the glass. Will not fall. Tipped around. Rock Springs has it with 20 seconds. Thinks Fivey attempted a shot in there. In the backcourt, we've got a hold. and it's Goff committing the foul and sending Brianna Furby to the foul line with 15 seconds. Coach Terry Patient wants a 30-second timeout, which we will remind you of. Our coverage brought to you in part by Bob Parks Auction and the team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlement, complete farm dispersal, and business liquidation auctions. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught or Bob Bug today at 896-4600. Online at bobparksauction.com. Proud to be helping to bring you the Middle School County Championships, girls style. Going down to the final horn here, 31-29, Rock Springs with the lead. It's going to be Brandy Furby at the foul line to shoot free throws. Coach Terry Patient saying no foul. Doesn't want to give Blackman a chance. First one is good, so there will be another. That one was big because it puts you up by three. This one, now that you got that one out of the way, is equally as big. Shot it and missed it. So a three could tie us up here. Booker, outlet pass to Goff. Goff to Freeman. Freeman's three off the lip of the rim. Rebound, put back, going up. Well, it was Goff, but she's hacked and fouled with 4.8. Boy, that three-pointer looked like it was online. Foul on Hughes. Four fouls on Hughes. And we've got a 30-second timeout, I believe. Yes, we do have timeout on the floor. So we will take one as well. And this will be an extended break for us. It's a full timeout. Stay tuned. 4.8 seconds left. 32-29. Rock Springs leads. Shooting free throws will be Blackman when we come back.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Sailor Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves Sane Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage from WGNS AM FM. At the foul line, Jalea Goff. The first free throw, no good. She will have another. 4.8 left on the clock. They trail Rock Springs. Need this one. Goff misses this one totally, and it's going to be Rock Springs basketball. So expect a Blackman foul immediately. Got to have some help. Brady gets it in, gets it back. Brady going to hold it with 1.1. There's the foul. Van Zant picks up the foul, but a lot of time went off the clock. If she hits one, it's a two-possession game and all but over. And it may be already with 1.1. Keisha Brady going to the foul line. leading scorer for both teams with 13. Going to try to add to that and push her team to a county championship. Four dribbles, shot it, and missed it. Off the back of the rim, and no shot attempt. Ball game's over. Final, 32-29. 32-29, the Rock Springs Lady Knights are Rutherford County champions. Rutherford County Middle School Tournament champion, Rock Springs Lady Knights. Congratulations to Coach Terry Patient. Also a great effort, really good basketball game by the Blackman Lady Flames as well. So Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting both Rock Springs and Blackman for making it here to the championship game. Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field, whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture. TOA is here for you online at toa.com.